Why does your singing sound like you're talking? No matter what you try, no matter what you do, when you listen back to that recording, you sound nothing like your favorite singers. So let's talk about the three reasons why this is happening, and I'll also share with you some ideas on how we can tackle this. So let's dive in. Reason number one, you're singing off pitch. Now, for a lot of you, you're probably thinking that's dead obvious, but I don't think you realize how important it really is. Even in a lot of the music that you've listened to nowadays, even in live performances, a lot of vocals have been tuned because of this very, very reason. It is so important to be on pitch. Now, this also means at the same time, if you are not on pitch, then you're gonna miss the mark. Now, to dive a bit deeper, when I'm teaching students, there's often a few scenarios that I see when it comes to singing off pitch. The first one here is singing the complete different octave.
Can't talk with your tongue in my mouth. I was thinking about us when you're running about. Saw another one's car at the front of the house. Knew I never meant much, but it's killing me now.
As opposed to something that sounds like this.
Can't talk with your tongue in my mouth. I was thinking about us when you're running about. So another one's car at the front of the house. Knew I never meant.
It's a very different feel, and some might even feel like, man, I just feel like I'm talking. And the reason why is you're singing a whole octave below. Or another situation that I tend to see is maybe you're singing a song, but you're always slightly under the pitch, especially with those higher notes. Regardless, let's talk about how we can actually solve and fix this. Now, I know for a lot of students, when we kind of struggle with pitch, one of our first instincts is to go and train our ear. You know, you kind of download those apps or you find those little tools that get you to kind of hear like intervals and all that. And I think that is a great starting point. But personally, when I'm working with my own students, I found what has been much, much more helpful is learning to build more of the fundamentals of the voice, especially learning how to stretch the voice. Because I find that it's often not necessarily like you can't hear the pitch, but it's just because you don't have that fine motor control to stretch the voice. Now, a very good exercise to help you really improve your pitch or sing on the right octave is finding those notes in a falsetto first and really making sure that the pitch is right there. You'll find that falsetto might be a bit easier for some of you to get to the pitch because you're not engaging a lot of pressure in the sound. For example, with that song, that top note was this. And if I just find that in a little falsetto, I'm gonna notice, you know, what that pitch feels like for me. Where's it kind of sitting in terms of the resonance? And then all I'm gonna do is I'm gonna add a random sound like a no or like a mum, and I'm gonna try hit the exact same note with a similar feeling, but I'm just adding a bit more pressure like this.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Now, all of a sudden I'm right on pitch because I've already established it with the falsetto. And then I can easily bring it to the song.
No, 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 no.
And so this is a little exercise you can try on your own to improve your pitch so that your singing sounds less like talking. Now, real quick, if that first tip was useful for you, I just want to introduce myself to some of you who are meeting me for the first time. My name is Ivan. I'm a voice teacher who works with students from all over around the world on Zoom. And really on this channel, my goal is to make learning how to sing as simple and as easy as possible for you. And so if this is something that is up your lane, consider subscribing wherever you're joining me from. If you're interested in working with me and getting some more detailed kind of advice for your singing voice, check out some of the links down in the description. I've also got some self-study courses available too. Last but not least, if you want to inspire our next episode, link down in the comments below what you want me to talk about next. Now let's dive back into the second reason for why your singing sounds like talking. Reason number two. Now maybe you're hitting the right notes and you're quite accurate with your pitch as well, but something still sounds a bit off. If that's the case, you're potentially singing with the wrong colors. Now, what I mean by this is as singers, we're kind of like painters, right? You know, a painter would have a lot of different colors. They've got red, blue, orange, and green, all these different colors, right? How they create a piece of art, a piece of work, is that they learn how to tastefully combine all these different colors. And this is actually quite similar to us as singers. We also have a lot of different vocal colors available to us. Now, what a vocal color is more things like, you know, breathy, singing clear, singing strong, singing weak, singing with vibrato, singing without vibrato. These are the choices of colors that we have as singers. And so often when we are singing and it sounds a bit, you know, like we're talking, it's because we aren't using enough or the correct vocal colors. We're just singing everything the same, you know, the same volume, the same intensity, textures of the voice, because nothing is changing. The voice isn't telling a story. And so how do we actually improve this? Start off by listening to that recording that you have and just ask yourself, what sort of vocal colors have I incorporated into this singing? Have I even thought about this idea of vocal colors? And if you haven't, right, start experimenting. What are some little simple vocal colors that you can add into your singing? Maybe where do you want to go breathy? Where do you want to go strong? And it's just as simple as this. Often when I'm working with my students, we'll actually go into a bit of a recording session together and I'll just tell them to try these little things. Go a bit breathy here, go a bit stronger there, go less strong there. And it's this combination of all these different choices, which I actually talked about in our previous episode. It's all of these different things put together that makes your singing sound soulful, sound expressive, sound artful. And that's what we all want to do with our singing. Now, for the last reason, I'm going to keep this one short. You're being too hard on yourself. Now, even though I think singing can always be improved, you can always be more on pitch, you can also get better at coloring your voice. There is a genuine possibility. I've had a lot of students who'd come in and they're like, hey, Ivan, I feel like my singing sounds like I'm talking. And when I get them to sing, they actually sound great. Like maybe you had to tweak like one or two little things to make them sound even better. But for the most part, they knew what they were doing. So if you've gone through the first two reasons and you're like, hey, you know, I am adding colors, I feel like I am on pitch, then this could genuinely be it for you. Now, what I can suggest here, what can really help you, you know, overcome this, is just find someone with an objective ear and let them assess your voice, right? Stop asking your friends or your families for feedback because they're probably not going to give you the best kind of advice anyway. Find a voice teacher, someone who can just assess and analyze your voice as objectively as they can. Anyway, I hope this episode was useful. If it was, please support the channel by doing all the usual social media stuff, like, comment, subscribe. That really, really means the world to me. If you're looking to take your singing further and you feel like I am a good fit for you, then check out some of the links down in the description. I've got ways to work with me more privately and also some self-study courses that you can work through at your own pace. Apart from that, my name is Ivan. I'm your voice teacher. Thank you so much for joining me on this, and I'll see you all every single Thursday or Friday for these weekly episodes. Take care.